This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your prayer life for this season of Lent. Today we conclude Johann Stark's prayer of meditating on the suffering of Jesus. We have pondered the details of Jesus' suffering and why that suffering is so precious for us. Now we place Jesus' suffering before our eyes to be our very delight. I will now place this suffering before my eyes, and wherever I may be, it shall ever be my delight. Until body and soul are parted, thy suffering and death shall ever be enshrined in my heart. Israelites were free from all guilt and punishment when in faith they brought a lamb for the sacrifice before God and beheld the shedding of its warm blood. So I too know that I have been pardoned and am reconciled with God if I believe that Thou, O Jesus, the Lamb of God, without spot and without blemish, hast been slain for me and hast poured out Thy heart's blood for me in abundance. Thy blood is the true sacrificial blood, the blood of reconciliation, the blood of purification, the blood of atonement. O my Jesus, when my heart would mislead me into sins, I will remember the sufferings which Thou didst endure and the blood which Thou didst shed. When the world by its evil example would entice me to do as it is doing, I will place before my eyes Thy bleeding image on the Mount of Olives, at the scourging, and at the cross. In the terror of my sins, I will flee into Thy wounds. When my conscience fills me with fear, I will take Thy blood as my ransom. Yea, in my dying hour, I desire to know nothing but Thee, O Jesus. Thy holy name, O Jesus, shall be my last word. Thy bleeding form, my last thought. Thy last word on the cross shall also be my last sigh in death. With Thee I will say, Father, into Thy hand I commit my spirit. In that last hour, O Jesus, be Thou my comfort, my joy, my consolation, my defense. Amen. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.